Ohio seniors make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I know college football coaches are intense animals. So when coaches come back from a bye week, my pet peeve is people who ask, well, how did you spend your week off? The coaches always look like they want to punch you in the neck when you say that. Just punch you right in the side of the neck. Week off, what are you talking about? I was recruiting. Week off, what are you talking about? We're focused on what our next opponent. Week off, what are you talking about? I wouldn't blame them if they got physical. I wouldn't blame them if they grabbed your cell phone and spiked it. Trent Bray joining us. I'm not going to ask you how you spent your week off. I just want to know, are you guys healthier?
We are healthier, and that was the best part about it, is get ahead on San Jose State, but also get healthy, which is a huge part, leading into the last four games.
I always ask players how they feel. Like, what does it feel like after a game? And I think Jaden Robinson said, you feel like you got hit by a truck sometimes, and some games are, you know, more physical than others. You know, when you get a chance to get a week off, what does that do? You know, just you get guys fresher, they get their legs back, you know, you get guys who are coming back, all of the above. What do you mean by healthier?
Yeah, all of the above. Get a couple guys coming back that haven't played last couple games. And then you also just take the physical pounding off their body that they experience every single week. So having that time to not deal with the physical part of the game is good for them at this point in the season.
I think it's so different because I'll bet you, when your dad was coaching, there was a lot more physicality in practices, a lot more tackling, drills that you probably wouldn't do today. How much do you have to kind of manage that load throughout the course of fall camp and the season as it pertains to that physicality?
Yeah, it's a lot different than it used to be even 10 years ago. And so, yeah, you got to find that good mix of the, you know, you got to practice it, you got to do it. It has to be a reaction for them to be physical and attack people, but also, you know, not burn them out.
Give us an idea where you're at, because, you know, look, when I was playing high school or community college football, coach would say, like, on a Wednesday or Thursday, hey, we're going shells today, or, you know, and everybody would kind of go, oh, yeah, that, like, you need that. How often are you guys going light, or what does a practice look like on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, in the middle of the season?
Yeah, Tuesday for us is full pads, and we're getting good, fast work in. We're not on the field long, but it's good work in a short amount of time. Then Wednesday is shells, and then the next 2 days will be just helmets.
San Jose State on film. I saw them early in the year. I want to say they're a little fearless on offense. I like their QB. They got receivers. They went after Washington State. What do you see on film? And, you know, you've seen a bigger sample size.
Yeah, I think just that. I think they throw the ball around and move the ball very well. They got good receivers. The experience that played against, you know, them last year. So know what type of players they are. And, yeah, they're talented.
You didn't have the week off, but give me an idea of maybe something you did as a human being to maybe refresh or reset your own self. And, you know, do you take a day? Do you watch a movie? Give me something Trent Bray did that isn't in the normal routine of like a game week and something you can do on a bye.
I just got a chance to sit down as a fan and watch college football and not have to worry about, you know, the outcome. Didn't care about the outcome, just wanted to see good football, so that was nice.
How many games did you take? Did you sit in front of the TV for hours, or are you kind of flipping around, or, you know, how much did you get to watch?
Well, I'd probably, between the two different time slots that I could watch, probably, you know, five or six games between flipping back and forth.
Trent Bray with us, Oregon State football coach. They've got San Jose State at home, Research Stadium on Saturday. They'll be at Air Force in 2 weeks. You know, the home crowd, that home field, real opportunity coming back this week to get some energy. What do you need from that crowd?
Yeah, same as always. Just great energy, noise. Again, it's an energizer for our players, and then the noise makes it hard for other teams to operate. So I think that's the biggest thing.
The offense, as you were going into the week off, questions about, the performance, and was it procedural stuff? Is it personnel? Was it injuries? If we're just talking about the offensive side, where did the point of emphasis or the focus need to be on this bye week?
It was procedural. We every week you got alerts. This player, this play based on the defensive look. And there were some looks that we got where we liked this, but we didn't get to that alert or to that check. So there was some stuff like that that we got to clean up, to, especially when you play a defense as good as Cal's is. You can't run into where they're loaded or where their strength is. So that was the biggest thing that we can control that we got to take care of.
The opportunity that you have in front of you, the players only get so many of these, and I know you've got some guys who have clocks that are ticking, Jaden Robinson being one of them. I mean, I think he's really excited to kind of get in ring everything he can get out of the college experience. Do you talk to your guys about that? Because once upon a time, Trent Bray, college football player, you had a ticking clock yourself. Were you aware as it was ticking down that, hey, you only had so many more of those, or can you afford to think that way as a player?
It's not something you really think. You're aware of it. There's no question. You don't think about it much, especially once you just start going. You don't think about it, but you're aware of it, especially more the last game. I remember being very aware of the last game before the game, like, this is the last one. Need to make it great.
And then you go off to the Hamburg Sea Devils overseas. not the same, was it? Being a pro and playing some professional football, probably gratifying, but not the same.
Oh, no, not even close. Yep.
When were you having the most fun as a player?
I had a great time my whole experience here, but it was probably my junior and senior year. Really had fun, did well, and, yeah, those would probably be the 2 years that I remember the most and had the most enjoyment.
Yeah, and you're running around out there against Notre Dame. I think you had 10 or 11 tackles in that bowl game, and, you had about 120 tackles that last year and 10 and a half sacks, started 33 consecutive games. People don't talk about that enough because, not just you, but guys who will string together streaks like that, because you're playing a physically demanding position. How do you stay healthy enough to start 33 consecutive games?
Luck, number one. And I always joke with my guys. I go, because my 5 years, I never missed a practice either. And yeah. So it's unique. It's hard to do. I think it was a combination of, luck and I just always believed that if I never stopped, then I wouldn't get hurt. And so yeah. I never stood around a pile. I never slowed down, and it worked for me at least.
Yeah, I think this. I've heard other guys talk that way. That the minute you start thinking about, not trying to not get hurt is when you put yourself in a bad situation, and you end up somewhere. So if it works for you, it works for you. All right. So you've never missed a practice. Let's say I'm playing for you, and I come to you, and I go, Coach, I can't go today. And is it hard for you to resist going, hey, I never missed a practice, or do you understand players today may not have that mentality?
No, I understand that, and there's a lot more, I think, awareness of, I probably practiced and played injured. Yeah. This is just what you did. I think there's a lot more medical care now and awareness now of taking care of your body and being taken care of, so I think that's part of it, too.
All right, San Jose State, keys to the game. We had talked a couple weeks ago. You mentioned, I think, going into the UNLV game, you wanted to really limit them in the run game. What are you looking for as a key to this game?
On offense, we got to get back to running the ball well. That's when we're at our best on offense, and that's when we put the most points on the board, is when our run game, because everything else will open up if they have to worry about stopping us. Then defensively, we got to limit explosive plays. That's what these type of offenses feed off of. And if you can limit them and make them put drives together, on the majority of the time these type of offenses will.
This may be a dumb question, so forgive me, but you know, you've had a bunch of guys out on defense. I'm not going to ask you who's coming back because you shouldn't say. But does it create a little bit of scout for the opposition if they, you know, you've had so many guys out? I mean, is there a silver that San Jose State's watching film going, well, we don't know if this, or, you know, we don't know if they're getting this guy back? There's a lot of questions out there about who's coming back for you guys and who will be on the field. And you probably like a little bit of that mystery.
To some degree. I think when you game plan, it's more scheme oriented. And then there's some players you definitely, when you get those guys, sure you do certain things against. So there's a little bit of that. There's no doubt.
Did you get out to scout and recruit and watch any high school games week?
Yeah, we got out all over the country, really, and saw some guys, and it was good. And then we had a couple guys stay local. And so it was a good week off from as far as getting out and getting recruiting done on the weekend and early in the week.
You know what I need to do? I need to get out to a high school game. I haven't been out to a high school game in a while, and I think we talked about this before, but I need to get out. I need to go to a high school game. I need to see what they're serving at the snack bar. Is it a hot dog still, or is it a pepper steak sandwich? What am I going to find at a high school stadium these days? What do you see out there?
I'm always on the field when I go to high school games, so I never know what's going on in the stands, but it's what I remember. I mean, it's you know, bands, and that they're having fun, and you watch guys that have, you know, played together for a long time go out there, and so it's always fun to watch the high school games and kind of remember what that was like and then see that.
I like that. All right, Trent Pray, good luck to you on Saturday. I'm excited to see these next two games that you guys play. I think a real opportunity for you guys, but glad you're back from the bye and eager to see you guys play. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
There he goes, Trent Bray. I like when I said, like, hey, are they serving a hot dog? Are they serving a pepper steak sandwich? You can see where my mind is. And he's like, I'm on the field. I'm watching the game on the field. I know you're on the field. I know you're out there being seen. But I would be tempted, if I were a high school football coach, to kind of go around and see, like, you know, what are they serving at some of these schools where we're recruiting players? My high school back in the day, Gilroy High School, garlic capital of the world, Gilroy High School, we had the only high school, we were the only high school in town at the time. Now there are two high schools in the area. And unfortunately, the other high school is like the cooler, bigger high school now. But my high school, they did a mean pepper steak sandwich at the concession stand. And they even brought in a truck that had like a big barbecue on the back of it. I know I was playing in the game, but I can tell you, as we walked to the field, we walked by the pepper steak sandwiches, and I couldn't help but look over and go, yeah, that looks pretty good. So I would like to know, what are they serving at high school football games? I would love for you to tell me, have you been to a high school football game recently? Do you want to give a shout out to your high school or maybe your kid's high school? I know there are a bunch of teams that are out there playing and right in the thick of things with their season. So I'll open up the phone lines now. Wherever you may be listening to this, if you're listening in Medford on the Ace Sports Radio, or in Eugene on the Powerhouse Signal Fox Sports Eugene, or in Roseburg on 1490 AM, or if you're listening at 960 Sports in Klamath Falls, or if you're listening on The Ticket in Bend, or you're listening on 750 The Game in Portland, all the way to Salem and Corvallis and Woodburn and everywhere in between, or if you're listening in Southern Washington, tell me about your high school Friday night and the games you've seen and what you've witnessed. Help us get some of the flavor of high school football in the region. 503-417-7575.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit MedMutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.